Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we're going to be discussing a very fundamental question. I would say like all of us at some stage in our life would have thought about this question. The thought would have encountered us. And that is, why is it that Allah, He tests people? What is the need of test? Isn't the philosophy of test that in sciences in our daily lives, we test something that is obscure and or ambiguous? When we test, in reality, it eliminates our ignorance regarding that matter or substance. Right? Take an example, for instance. When we take a test from a student in a class, being a teacher, what are we doing? We're actually trying to find out where the student is standing in terms of his understanding of this course. So in other words, it's not just the test of the student, it is actually elimination of the ignorance of the teacher. Right? The goal of testing the student is so that the teacher can come to know how much the student knows. When we similarly do an experiment on any substance in a lab, it is because we don't know how that substance is going to react when it's going to be, for instance, encountered with some other chemicals. So when a substance is exposed to another chemical, it may react this way or it may react that way, and we don't know about how it's going to react. So in order for us to eliminate our ignorance, we test substances or people. Now, take this and look at why does Allah, who is all-knowing, we know that He's all-knowing, why in the world does He test people? Allah possesses the knowledge of hidden and the manifest of everything within the heavens and the earth. We believe that. So He does not need to, na'udhu billah, remove any sort of ignorance, because ignorance is far from Him. He knows. He's the most knowledgeable. Okay? Is there anything concealed in the world that He does not know about human being, human creation, that He tests the human being for? This is a critical question that when we look at us testing other people or other substances, it's because of our ignorance. When Allah tests others, why does He do that? It just does not make sense. Well, we will answer this concept and we will try to understand and comprehend this concept after a short break, in which we will elaborate how the test of Allah, how Him testing the people is different from the tests that we do on other substances or other people.
How to Solve Your Problems by Sheikh Mansour Laqai.
Problems in life is inevitable part of the life of this dunya, whether you are a Muslim or non-Muslim. For all of us is a trial, is a test. People who have no faith in God, the moment that they have any family issue, any issue in their business, they seek refuge either to drug or alcohol. Allah bidhikri Allah tatma'innul qulub. If you really have God in your heart, then your heart is at rest no matter what. Are you going through more than what they said Zainab salamullah alayha had gone through? Or what Imam Hussein alayhi salam had gone through? The difference between them and us was the level of their faith. لَكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. Don't be grieved over what you lost and don't rejoice over what you gained. A moment his life is so stable, this is a moment that calamities of life doesn't shatter him, doesn't break him. That's one benefit of faith. عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Trust in God. God knows best. One day, Prophet was sitting with his companions and they saw that the Prophet, all of a sudden, he smiled. He says, Ya Rasulallah, what happened? Did you remember a joke or something? The Prophet said, no. Angel Jibreel just came down to me and he gave me a glad tidings, a good news. And he said, Ya Rasulallah, inform the believers, no matter what happens to them, at the end of the day, it will today benefit. Second benefit of Iman in God is that you never complain about anyone. If you really and truly believe that God has the control over everything, you never get upset and complain about anyone. Rather, if something happens to me harmful, before I blame anyone else, I blame myself. I must have done something that God disgraced me.
Welcome back to The Teacher, and you're listening to IRIB English Radio. Before we went on to the break, we were discussing a very fundamental concept that when we test people or when we test substances, it is in order for us to remove our ignorance or to fill in the lack of knowledge that we have about that person or that substance. That said, when Allah tests the people, what is the purpose behind that? We always thought that Allah is all-knowing, right? We always thought that Allah is all-wise and nothing is concealed or hidden from Him. So why in the world would He test us? Before the break, we claimed that our testing of the substances and people, it is altogether different from Allah testing the people. The concept of examination or test with respect to Allah, it is vastly different from that with respect to us. What is the difference? Let's take a look at this. When Allah tests, okay, these are the divine tests, the divine tribulations, the divine trials. They are in reality for the development and training of human beings. Okay, take an example of iron when it's put into a furnace. Why is iron put into a furnace? It is for it to acquire greater strength, isn't it? Similarly, man is put through trials and tests by Allah so that he becomes steadfast. The examination of Allah, it resembles the work of an experienced gardener. Okay, let's take another example, a beautiful example. A gardener, what does he do? He sows the seed in a fertile soil. These seeds benefit from what? The natural blessings around it, the natural bounties. And it begins to grow gradually, right? It starts with what? A seed. Then it benefits. It gets put through like hurricanes. It gets put through like a lot of sunshine, you know, but it survives. And those who survive, they turn into a plant or a tree. So see this, like, for every creation to develop into something that is admirable, it has to go through some sort of tests. Take another example of military soldiers. For the purpose of making soldiers tough militarily, they are made to participate in numerous different exercises and war games, wherein they are subjected to various hardships, such as hunger, thirst, heat, chill, like wind chill, sometimes it's really cold, adverse conditions, and severe obstacles. Why is it that they're put through all that? The purpose, the goal behind that is so that they develop into accomplishing, conditioning, and making themselves and turning themselves into proficient soldiers. So we see even around us this concept of putting people through trials and tribulations and tests. It exists. It is for their growth. It is for their nourishment. Now, this is the secret, what we just went over, of those divine examinations. Allah, when He tests us, He wants us to go through those phases of trials and tribulations so that we develop. We develop into a perfect human being who knows how to rely on Allah, who knows how not to go into despair, who knows how suicide is, for instance, haram. Right? He takes refuge in Allah. So see, unless we are put through those tests and trials, we won't push ourselves hard enough to move towards that perfection. In chapter 3, verse 154, Allah says, "And that Allah might test what was in your chests, and that He might purge what was in your hearts. And Allah knows what is in the hearts." Then in Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, "Although Allah is more aware of the souls than they themselves are, He tries them so that their deeds, which necessitate reward and punishment, become manifest." See, here Imam Ali alayhi salam, he clearly lays out why Allah tries. Okay? It is for those rewards and those punishments to become manifest. In the absence of divine examination, these talents and abilities would have never flourished, brothers and sisters. And consequently, the fruits of deeds would have never manifested themselves. So remember that we go through these trials and tribulations so that we develop and we express the submission of Allah in a way that Allah, He rewards us for those good deeds that we carry out. Thank you.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah. You can write it.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
And there's nothing left around. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may feel, but it's allowed. Are you listening? Cause I need forgiving. Cause I need forgiving. Cause I need forgiving.